all been waiting for. Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we normal soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Is it this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, cause one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains, but don't you to claim this promise.
Welcome everyone to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniels. Repair of the Breach podcast can be heard on What the Pagan Calendar States every Sunday evening between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And if you'd like to reach us here on the Repair of the Breach podcast via email, you can reach us at breachmender@yahoo.com. Two words together is one, breachmender@yahoo.com. And also, you can fax us at 732-601-0462, and I want to also give a shout-out to all our new listeners that tune in to the Repair the Breach podcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Also, a couple from California, Billy and Tracy Comstock, the first-time listeners to RBN, and we welcome them as well as all of you fine folks, and a great shout out to Greg and Shana Rowe there in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Those fine folks have just recently been baptized in the name of Yahweh, and we want to praise Yahweh for that. We just got done celebrating the first day of unleavened bread. Today at sundown, the first day of unleavened bread just passed us, and we just celebrated the first day of unleavened bread, Passover prior to that. And we're looking forward to having a great broadcast with you here tonight on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. We'll probably take calls halfway through that broadcast around 10:30. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, publicbroadcasting.org is the website. If you'd like to go to our Repair of the Breach Yahoo groups, just type in one large word on Google, just Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. Just as you hear it, no spaces or dots or hyphens, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. Got about 105 members. Come and join. There's some free literature posted and the archives and the beginning posts on the Yahoo group. So if you'd like to join, you're welcome to. We'd like for you to be a part of us and what we're doing. Here on the Repair of the Breach podcast, we try to fulfill the commission of Isaiah chapter 58. If you haven't read that, it's a very powerful chapter. It talks about repairing the breach and restoring paths to dwell in. A lot of people have asked me, you know, Zach, aren't you starting something new? And I would say, no, not at all. In fact, nothing new under the sun, just maybe new for some. This has been here way before I ever came on the scene, folks. The name of Yahweh was in our scriptures over 7,000 times, and it's been concealed, been hidden from us. Every time you see Lord or God or Jesus or Jehovah in your English Bible, that was not there originally in the text whatsoever, the name of Yahweh. Was there. That's why you say hallelujah, not hallelujah God or hallelujah Jesus, as you all know by now if you've heard this broadcast at any length. But you have to keep in mind that the Father loves us all in the same category. We're all important to Him. He's no respecter of persons, and He he doesn't have any, someone said like this, he doesn't have any favorites, he has intimates. But I will say it like this, or restate it. He does have favorites because of the fact that if you give your time and heart to him, he will give you his favor. So you become favored, become a favorite of his. But you can't be favored of him, of his, unless you get intimate with him. And that does spend, you know, it does take time by spending time with him in prayer and study and research and having a heartfelt hunger for truth and being a truth seeker, being open. Just as much as this great network on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, exposes the lies and the deception in the government today and so forth, in the political arena and so forth, there is a deception that needs to be uncovered and needs to be brought out or basically covered. And that is the religious deception. The religious deception of the beast system doesn't get talked about much. No one really wants to talk about it. A lot of people will expose the things in the natural, and it needs to be exposed. And in fact, it needs to be exposed more. But really, when it all comes down to it, it's what you do for the Messiah, how you live your life before him, that's going to matter in the end time, in the last days, at the final analysis, when we all stand before the Almighty Messiah. We're going to have to give an account what we've done in our body, whether it be good or bad. So really, there's not going to be no one there then. It's just going to be you and him, me and him, one-on-one, everybody individually one-on-one with him. So it's important that we get our heart towards him. And because you can know all the stuff that's going on in the world, if our heart's not towards him, what's that going to mean in the end? In your eternity, in my eternity, and that's really what matters. And but yeah, there's no question about it. When you look at the so-called New World Order or the Old World Order, I like to call it, it's just the repeat of the Babylonian system, or the Tower of Babel. And they're just building it in a modern-day society. They're just trying to rebuild it with high technology now. They say, is getting better when really he's getting more depraved, actually. He might get more technologically advanced, but he's still more morally depraved than ever. And so, yeah, when you look at the New World Order, yeah, it's out there. It's real. But the point is, nothing new. Nothing new. It's not a new world order at all. It's really an old concept that the enemy, Satan, like Ephesians states clearly in the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant states that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Governments, yes, they're pawns, they're puppets, but who's the puppet masters? It is indeed the Vatican. It is indeed the false Zionists. Yes, it is indeed. They're all controlling, I should say, the governments, the presidents, the vice presidents. All these things are legitimate and they're real. But the most important thing is the Messiah said, fear not him that can kill the body, but fear him that can kill the body and soul. Keep your heart in tune with him. You can look anybody in the face. It doesn't matter who it is. But most importantly, it's not about looking people in the face. It's about looking him in the face and looking at your face in the mirror every morning, and you live with yourself, and so forth. And if you can't, then Yahweh still loves you, and he wants you to get a new life in him, because maybe the life you live now, maybe he's trying to speak to you about letting him change it. But only he can change your heart, and you can only go so far. Your so-called New Year's resolutions only last so long. But the Father, he walks with us at the level we're at. No matter if we even don't know his name, he still loves us and he still walks with us. But we're going to have to know his name in the final analysis. We're going to have to take on that name of Yahweh, Messiah of Nazareth, in baptism. Just like he said in Mark 16, where he stated so clearly, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So that wasn't my word. That was the word of the Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth. He said that we must be born again of the water and of the Spirit, being baptized in water and being baptized by his Spirit. When you receive his Spirit, I'm going to tell you, it's the greatest experience. When you get baptized in his name, the greatest experiences you'll ever experience. And I know that by experience. And he will change your heart. He will change your life. There's just something about the name of Yahweh. It's pure. It's set apart. You don't ever hear a curse. Why? Because it's pure and set apart and holy. But you'll hear other names that they've referred to the Messiah as being cursed all the time. Why is that? Somebody asked me that the other day. Why is that? I said, well, because if it comes from an accursed origin, which it does, then it's going to be accursed in its current setting. And it's going to stay cursed in out of the mouths and lips of people, maybe inadvertently, unwillingly, not even realizing what they're saying. I mean, what is the most popular name that's being cursed right now? Let's be honest, folks. It's the name of JC or Jesus Christ. Now, there's some people, and I've stated this many times on the broadcast, many people try to justify that and say, see, the devil hates it, so he's gonna curse that name. Well, no. That name was never the Messiah's name. He said he came in the Father's name in John 5:43. Look it up right there in your New Covenant. Your New Covenant in the New Testament will tell you. John 5:43, he came in the Father's name. Now, everyone knows the Father's name wasn't Jesus. And yet you can't find the name Jesus once in the Old Testament. Not one time. Not one time can you find the name of Jesus in the first covenant called the Old Testament. Now, he said if you're going to know his identity, speaking of the Messiah's identity, you're going to have to go back to the first covenant to find out his name. He said that right there four verses before 5:43 of John. Search the scriptures, 5:39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. So if you believe you have eternal life, or you want eternal life, and you want your eternity secured in him, you've got to know, he said, except you believe that I am he, I am Yahweh, you shall die in your sin. Right there in John 8:23 and 24. But he said, except you believe that I am he, not we are three or a trinity or a duality. Except you believe that I am he, not we are three, not a duality. He didn't send somebody else. Father Yahweh, the Creator, the invisible Spirit, didn't send somebody else to save us. He sent himself. Psalm says he sent his word and healed them. The word was Yahweh, the Father. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with Yahweh, and Yahweh was the word. And so the word became flesh, and y'all can enter John 1:14. And so when the word became flesh, what flesh was that? That was the word of Yahweh manifested in the flesh. Not with some name, some other name, or sent somebody else, or another person with a different name, as the religious world and the church world would teach. That's why it's a deception, a corporate deception, as well as a doctrinal deception. And what they call orthodox, again, is a synonym for error, folks. How many times do I have to say that? What you think is orthodox usually is an error. It's a lie. You know, the so-called political official story. The orthodox view, you know, I mean, we know the orthodox view of the story of 9/11 from the government is a lie. We know it's a crackpot assessment. We know it's got holes. We know that. It's the orthodox view, though, isn't it, when it comes to the mainstream media, when we know that's all bought off? Then you ain't going to get the news unless you tune into RBN. I'm going to tell you, there's no braver news reporters on RBN. Because they expose the lies that need to be exposed. And yeah, they do talk about the Vatican assassins, like Mr. Phelps brings out beautifully. But you don't hear that on other networks, do you? Because they just want to tell you maybe the surface issues. They don't want to tell you the core behind the issue. They talk about the puppets, but they won't talk about the puppet masters. And so the important thing is, folks, is that we get our heart right with the Messiah, Yahweh. That's the most important thing. All this other stuff is going to come out in the end. It's part of the end time prophecy. These things have to happen. If you can trust in Yahweh and live for him and be secure in him by being baptized in him. In the name of Yahweh. We'll be right back. I'm Zach Daniels. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. And I can before the break, now there ain't too much real good news out there outside of or news reporting going on outside of RBN, Public Broadcasting Network. I know a lot of there's a great information that comes out on other networks and so forth. They'll talk about surface issues, but they don't talk about the puppet masters. They don't talk about these issues that the spiritual wickedness in high places. It is Rome. There's no denying that. And it's all these, the Jesuit Society and the Vatican, all the Vatican, all that, Black Pope, all this stuff. They're controlling all this stuff. There's no question. There's no, the scriptures even preach it. It does. It talks about it. It talks about the whore set on 7 hills. It talks about that in the book of Revelation. And, but you got all these other, you know, wannabe news stations that talk about this and that and the other, but they don't want to bring up those issues. They don't want to talk about it. And we expose it from the religious side predominantly. And but yet they're controlling the political side of it, my friend, as well. And there's no denying that whatsoever. So I do take my hat off to John and Sandra Staten. I'm going to let some of the stuff that they allow to come on this network very much. It's very much needed. It needs to be brought out. So anyhow, we're going to talk a little bit about the remaining few days left we have of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We've got, actually we started it last night, and the weekly Sabbath is what the pagan calendar states is for this moon. It's going to be from Saturday evening to Sunday evening. And last night was that weekly Sabbath was the high Sabbath called the First Day of Unleavened Bread. from what they call Saturday evening to Sunday evening. And prior to that was the Passover. That was the actual date. What the pagan calendar said is March 16th. It was actually the Passover that evening. That's when the Messiah actually died, approximately 2,000 years ago or so. And so when you start researching the death of the Messiah, you're going to find out in Scripture that that's what we're commanded. We're commanded to remember his death. And I don't ever see in Scripture we're ever commanded to remember his birth, even though we praise Yahweh that he did come in the flesh. You know, we do praise him for coming in the flesh. And he just didn't come and send somebody else. See, that's another deception that the religious world has festered through the Vatican. The Vatican preaches the doctrine of the Trinity, the Council of Trent, the Nicene Council, all these creeds, these Nicene creeds and so forth. They're all Catholic Vatican institutions. They kept the Roman Catholic Christian Church. Now, people say, is Catholic different than Christianity? No, it's the same thing. They're the mother of all harlots, you see. That's what Revelation calls her, the mother of all harlots. So she's the mother of all harlots, who's her progeny, the denominal daughters known as the Protestant Christian. So you have inspired and indeed good men who are Protestant Christian men who are exposing the Vatican, the mother of all harlots, but they don't realize they're still in the same quote-unquote terms or catchphrases or pagan feasts, pagan holidays such as a.k.a. Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day. Even the names we mentioned earlier was never the name of the Messiah, Jesus. You know, they call him Lord or God or Jehovah. Those are never his name or titles, you see. And the reason why this is important is because the Vatican gave you those terms. The Vatican gave you those descriptions. The Roman Catholic Christian Church, through Constantine, the Roman Emperor, the first Pope, the first quote-unquote wannabe Papa, became the first Christian leader. Did you know the word church wasn't even in the English Bible? Did you know that didn't come in until after the 1384 edition? It wasn't in John Wycliffe's 1384. It was congregation or assembly, and the only assembly and congregation Yahweh has for his body of Messiah is Yisrael. Yeah, he said, I've only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right there in Matthew chapter 10. It's right there staring us in the face, folks. That I've only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And if you go to Galatians 6:16, where it says, now peace be upon those who walk according to this law or this rule upon the Israel of Yahweh, not the church. The church is a Catholic Vatican creation. They are the mother of all churches. Did you know the Vatican fancies himself to be the mother of all churches? I remember I was working for a Christian radio station when I used to be a Christian minister. I became an evangelist and then became a pastor. But prior to that, we got a memo from the diocese, the Catholic diocese, talking to all the Protestant Christian denominations to come home to the mother of all churches. Yeah, that was the exact phrase, the mother of all churches. That was the way they fancied themselves as. And at first, you know, at that time when I was a Christian pastor, a Christian minister, going to seminary actually, preaching in all these different churches at the time, we kind of got offended. We're like, no, we're Christian. We're not Catholic. It's like saying, hey, I'm not vanilla Vatican. I'm just Pentecostal pistachio. All you other denominal daughters, you still got some vanilla Vatican in you because you're using the same term, using the same calendar, same pagan feast and so forth. You need to celebrate unleavened bread and Passover, not Easter. We'll be right back. I'm Zach Daniel. Stay tuned. Bear the breach.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
On the Repair of the Breach broadcast, and just like the bumper by Scott Stepp and Creed there, you don't want to follow down roads that's been walked down before. As he said, straight is the gate the Messiah stated, and narrow is the way, and few be there that find it. But he said there was the broad way of destruction, and many would fall therein at. So not everything that's the broad way, the popular route, or the orthodox view is the right way. In fact, it's a dead-end street. And the message that the Messiah gave to his remnant in the end time is to come out of her, my people. Come out of who? Her, a mystery Babylon, the mother of all harlots. You mean this mystery woman, this mother of all harlots, this mystery Babylon? It had a mystery language called Latin, because that's what the word Latin means. It means hidden in mystery. And you've got this corporate church world that's following this mystery of iniquity, which is the mystery of lawlessness. That's what iniquity means in Scripture. It means lawlessness, or without the Torah, the first 5 books. Again, Christianity hinges on the point that the law is done away with, that the Messiah came to die for our sins to do away with the law. And that's not true. He came to die for our sins, and that indeed happened. True. But the law was never done away with. Matthew chapter 5 said not to think, Yahweh, the Messiah stated not to think that way. He said, think not this way. Think not that I've come to destroy the Torah, the law, the first five books in your Bible. But I've come to fulfill. And see, Christians have said that fulfillment, abolishment, but that's not the meaning there. Fulfill means to fill up fuller, not to do away with. And so we're observing the Feast of Unleavened Bread just like the apostles observed the Feast of Unleavened Bread in Acts chapter 20. Christians today, generally, nine times out of 100, don't observe it. In fact, they don't teach you need to observe it at all. When all the apostles did, they'll say, well, no, that was Old Testament, Zach. That was for the Jews. No, it's right there in the New Testament, Acts chapter 20. They're keeping the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Acts chapter 27, they kept the Day of Atonement. Acts chapter 2, they kept the Day of Pentecost. They never kept Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Valentine's Day, or St. Paddy's Day. Okay? In fact, while everybody was celebrating St. Patrick's Day, it was while everybody was getting smashed and out of their mind, it was actually the time of the Messiah's death. That was the actual day he died. It was what they call March 16th to March 17th, from sundown to sundown, from the pagan calendar. Translation there. That lady was saying, well, you having a good St. Patrick's Day to me? It was just the other day. And I said, I'm not observing that. I said, today's the day the Messiah died. He goes, no, it's the St. Patrick's Day. I said, well, that's what the pagan calendar states. But it's a deception that the Almighty wants you to see so that you can come out of it. Come out from among them, he said. Be ye separate, said Yahweh. That's not the unclean thing. You know, in the term saint, when you think of saint, when they talk about St. Patrick's Day, well, saint is another Catholic term. See, these terms, the Vatican has put in your Bible for you to follow, for all you Protestant Christians that protest. Protestant Christian means they protest the Catholic Christian mother of all churches. And yet they still fancy themselves to be the true church, see, or a daughter church. They won't fancy themselves, they say, they'll deny that. They won't fancy themselves to be a daughter church of the mother, but that's who they still take orders from. That's right. All the Protestant churches are now with this one world ecumenical church system. Is now in tow, and the Pope is the only one that can speak, I think, from a religious leader standpoint, from what I have researched, correct me if I'm wrong, if you know anything else, but I believe the Pope has his own seat. In fact, I know that's true because the Vatican has a seat right at the UN. What other major religion has that kind of clout? Oh, they try to be covert now and behind the scenes, and really, they're the puppet master, my friend. And yes, it is a religious conspiracy, as well as a political conspiracy. It's just the political side of the beast system gets more pub in a false announcement and false misinformation and false misdirections, looking at things that really aren't what they really appear to be. And they want you to be distracted by scandalous situations with Michael Jackson and all this stuff, or football games, baseball game, basketball game, so caught up with that, and I know I used to be involved in it very heavily. Used to play independent ball, and but it's a vain, it's vain, and in the end, it gets you distracted from the real issues at hand. And especially if you work a 9-to-5 job, you come home and turn the television on. You're all distracted, you're tired, you don't got time to research a lot of this stuff out. But that's why it's so much more important to get your heart right with the Creator. If you're going to focus and you don't have so much time, think about it, you got about 70 to 120 years to live, approximately 70 to 120 years to live. But you can die in this world at 1 or 101 or anything in between. And so we're not promised tomorrow. He said, today is a day of salvation, now is the accepted time. Now is the accepted time. Don't put it off. You feel like you need to be baptized in the name of Yahweh, and you want to confess and forsake your sin and make your heart right with the Father and renew your heart to be back in covenant with Him. He'll accept you. It doesn't matter where you're at right now. I don't care if you don't go to any particular place of worship. You can pray in your house. You can pray in the backwoods of the country. It doesn't matter. You don't have to go to a building, folks. That's another lie. You got to go to church to be saved, or you got to go to synagogue to be saved, or you got to go to a mosque to be saved. That's a lie. All that's a lie. Your body's the temple of the Father Yahweh. He says it right there. You're His temple. And He said if you destroy the temple of Yahweh, if you defile the temple of Yahweh, He said He would destroy anybody that defiles that temple. Your body's a temple. Now, not some building. Well, they spend millions and millions of dollars on these buildings, and Yahweh said, nah, I'm not there. I stand at the door and knock. I'm trying to get you out, you see. I'm trying to call you out. I'm trying to knock at the door of your heart, and He's knocking on the door of those churches, believe you me. And they can't see Him because they don't know His name. And you got those sincere lost sheep of House of Israel trapped in there thinking they should be in the church and should be Christians. And I'm speaking to the Muslims and the Jews as well. Thinking they should be respectively what they think they are currently. The Father's calling them all out, and I'm talking to Buddhists and the Hindus and the atheists and the deists and the theists, et cetera, or anybody that's an agnostic. Yahweh still loves you, and He's calling you out of darkness into, not just calling you out just to call you out, He's calling you out to bring you in to something great, the peace, joy, love, and kindness, and confidence like you've never had. Revelation like you've never known, spiritual peace like you've desired to possess, that He said He'd give to you if you would just repent, renounce the hidden works of darkness, renounce transgressing the Torah, because that's what sin is, S-I-N, the middle letter is I, the middle letter of pride, P-R-I-D is the middle letter is I. That's what sin is, it's pride. It's you, yourself, and I, the old saying goes, right? Me, myself, and I. But sin is the transgression of the Torah. And people say, oh, He saved me from my sins, and yet they still continue practicing lawlessness or without following the judgment, testimonies, and statutes of the Father, follow the Messiah of Nazareth. He's still calling us to come back into the covenant. We're going to take your calls here, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And got about a couple more segments before the broadcast. So I want to hear your thoughts, comments. Feast of Unleavened Bread. We've got six more days. We are in the second day of Unleavened Bread right now. And what they call Friday evening to Saturday evening will be the 21st of Abib. It'll be a high Sabbath. No work is to be done according to the Torah in Leviticus 23. So this Friday evening to Saturday evening to translate on the pagan calendar will be the 21st of Abib. It will also be a high Sabbath. It's not the weekly Sabbath. It's a annual high Sabbath that happens just once a year. And that will be from Friday evening to Saturday evening. So good to abstain from commercialism and so forth. Commerce. Transactions. On that day. As well as abstaining from physical labor and work. And, of course, the following day will be the weekly Sabbath. That'll be the 22nd of the moon, because the weekly Sabbath was always determined by the lunar phase. Again, like I stated before, you can't find the seventh day of the week unless you find the first day of the month correctly. And that first day of the month is the day of the new moon in Scripture. And, yes, the apostles were observing it. For all you want to be only New Testament believers, they were keeping the new moon. They were keeping the seventh-day Sabbath by the moon. And so it's not some Old Testament thing or something outdated or I'm out of view here. It's found right there in the Renewed Covenant. They're keeping the Sabbath with the Gentiles for all those that say, well, I'm not Jewish. Well, you don't have to be. Come out of it. You see? Because the Jews are just one of 12 tribes. It's really the Yadites, not Jews. Jews really is the tribe of Judah, but not the Jews that say that they're Jews and are not, but the synagogue of Satan that are bought off as false Zionism. Controlled by the Vatican. So you can go on and research these issues out, and they're important. But again, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. I think we got a call. We got Peter, Niagara Falls, New York. Welcome. Repair the Bridge podcast. What can we do for you? Peter. Okay, I guess Peter's not on the line. If you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. I'm Zach Danner, the Repair of the Breach, breachmender at yahoo.com. Reach us via email, breachmender, B-R-E-A-C-H-M-E-N-D-E-R at yahoo.com. And I'd be glad to answer your questions. If you're shy and you don't want to call in, 800-313-9443. But you ever look at the word Jesuit, you look at the word Jesus or the name Jesus. And if you start researching that out, what name has been used to propagate more wars than any other name? Okay, that's got to be the name Jesus, folks, because the Inquisition, more people, in fact, the Pope, a few popes back, the last Pope that just recently passed away, stated that he was apologizing for what the Vatican and the Catholic Christian Church did to many, many people out there. But anyhow, we got Dylan in Texas. Welcome to the Repair the Breach, Dylan, good friend of ours and good friend of RBN. Take care. How you doing, my friend? Dylan in Texas.
Hallelujah, brother.
Praise Yahweh, brother. Hallelujah.
It's great hearing you this evening. We hadn't listened to you since you came on in the evenings. My wife said you sounded different. I said, well, must be because we've never heard them in the evenings before.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe it the whole course of the day go by and you've been exerting doing other issues. Obviously, we've been relaxing here on the high Sabbath of unleavened bread and just got that done about a couple hours ago.
That's right. Yeah, I'm having a good time observing this first annual feast of the year, first of the three annual feasts.
Yeah.
And it's just good to hear you on the air preaching in the name of Yahweh. I think this is a real good hour to be doing it. And just recently, because of some complications that I don't need to tell you about, we were deprived of you here in Central Texas, the Austin area. We were deprived of you in RBN, and then for a little while we were deprived of RBN from the FM micro broadcasting here. But tonight we're receiving you. We're receiving RBN on the micro broadcasting FM, and it's just this show is so important, and this show is really worth contributing to. RBN is really worth contributing to. As well as the local FM micro broadcasting, Radio Free Austin here. And hallelujah, brother. We're so glad to be listening to you.
Well, hallelujah. It's been a long time since we talked on the air. And yeah, we're really grateful to be back on RBN. Took that 7-8 week hiatus. And it's really a great thing what John and Sandra are doing, keeping this thing strong and stronger, never getting better, never, and all the other people behind the scenes, like Manny, my producer, and just so many other good announcers on this network that, they take a risk, exposing a lot of the stuff they expose. And so you got to tip your hat off to anybody that's willing to speak the truth as they see it. And we always say, look, if you think we're wrong or anybody else is wrong on this network, hey, come on, we've got free speech. If we believe in free speech, what are we afraid of?
That's right.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
And, thank y'all for all the people that help bring this show to us and all the other shows that are brought to us. I'm just so thankful, I'm just so thankful for this show. I'm so thankful for the message you bring about the name of Yahweh. Before you came on RBN, I guess it was around a little over a year ago or 15 or 16 months ago, something like that, right, Zach?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, about 15 months ago, yeah.
It was really time for someone to step onto the scene, like as a host on RBN with a really strong scriptural message. And I had not anticipated quite the message being the foundation being the name above all other names. And I had a little trouble with it at first. I agreed with it academically, but I prayed about it, and I got my own personal revelation to go along with my academic understanding, and I've abandoned the names of Lord, God, Jesus. I've abandoned them all.
Let's hold off for those that might just tune in for the first time. They might say, "Well, why? Why?" Okay, well, Lord means Baal. Look it up in Unger's Bible Dictionary, and it's in other sources. And the Almighty's enemy was Baal worship in the first covenant. Now, you think he's going to allow us to call him Baal in the end time and say, "Well, I didn't know it, and I didn't know any better." Well, yeah, he overlooked a lot of what we didn't know, and he saw the sincerity of our heart, but in the end, it's not going to cut it. And he said that we've got to come out of this pagan Vatican system that's controlling the political side, as well as the religious corporate church world and all the churches for that matter, because they're using the same code names. They're still following the Vatican, whether they like it or not, whether they know it or not. Who's
Amen.
Your daddy? Who's your mommy? And if you want to stay on the other line, we'll keep
sure
going
thing,
over.
Brother.
All right, you're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. Tune to Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. And if you'd like to join our Yahoo groups, you can just type in Google or Yahoo, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception, all one large word, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, publicbroadcastingbuilt.org. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. And we got Dylan in Texas. We've been talking a little bit. And real quick, Dylan, give us a real quick last-minute statement here before we go to Robert. We'd definitely like to hear what you're
saying. Okay. Anyone who is interested in these roots of this name, Yahweh, get you a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. It's the famous international numbering system for Bible words, Strong's. Look up entry, Hebrew entry 3068. That'll get you on the right road there academically.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dylan. Hey, call again, man, my friend, and thanks for the call.
Thanks, brother.
I'm going to go to Robert in Texas, I believe. Robert, how you doing?
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Second time listening to the show. Enjoy it a lot, learned a lot. I had a quick question on backsliding. And on the Hebrews where it talks about re-crucifying cross, I'm kind of confused on the whole issue.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do get confused from a lot of the positions that ministers in the Christian realm will try to tell you that, you know, about backsliding and so forth. I would like to state like this. It's hard to backslide from something if you haven't front slid first into it. I mean, when you get right down to it, let me try to clarify that statement. People say, well, you backslid from this. If you leave the church, you're a backslider. You probably heard it like that. Or you fell into sin, and so you backslid. Well, there's a difference. Just get back up. The only difference between you and me and a backslider is we happen to get up one more time than they did. There's no difference at all. All they got to do, all the backsliders got to do is just get back up. But what did he backslide from? If he backslid from the church, he didn't really backslide. That's a good thing to fall from, if you ask me. In fact, I've always believed that if you left the church because you got disillusioned or what have you, or got hurt, or you realize it was just a fraud, flat-out fraud, then that's a good thing to be out of from. And you know, so people think, well, I've made a mistake or I've failed. We fail him every day. We need to realize that. We need to just get back up on our feet and let the Father work on our heart. And you can pray anywhere, like I was saying earlier. And you don't need to be in a church system. That's probably the worst thing to be in, because it's all a counterfeit Vatican-controlled situation, whether it be people who say they're not Catholic but they're Christian. It's the same thing. It's just different strokes for different folks. We're talking about that. It's like Baskin-Robbins got 31 flavors. Well, same thing in Christianity. And I'm not just ripping on Christianity. I'm talking about all the other religions as well. We've got to go back to the name of Yahweh. That's the only name to be saved by. That was the name that he said not to take his name in vain or replace or substitute, and all the religions do it. There was only one name to be saved by, but we can be restored, we can be renewed. That was the whole message of the Messiah when he came. He came to renew, restore, redeem. And so if you felt like you have fallen away in somewhat in your relationship with him, he can renew that relationship. But when it's hard to know who we are or supposed to be who we are unless we know who he is first. Robert, do you understand a little bit of that?
I understand.
I love you, brother. Yahweh loves you, and he's wanting you to, you know, take on his name, be baptized in the name of Yahweh. There's a lot of people there like Dylan in Texas and Joe in Texas and a bunch of others. You know, y'all need to be baptized in the name of Yahweh. Y'all need to get together and fellowship, and Mammy will come down and meet you all sometime. But anyway, I appreciate the call, Dylan, Robert in Texas, and all those that are listening, first-time listeners to RBN, Billy and Tracy Comstock in California, of course. Those new baptisms in the name of Yahweh. Shana and Greg Lowe in Tennessee. Of course, I listened to that Campbell, that Mr. Campbell affiliate there in the Micro Broadcasting FM there in Tennessee. And we appreciate what they're doing out there, getting the word out and keeping RBN strong out in that area as well. If you'd like to reach us, you can email us at breachmender@yahoo.com. Two words together as one, breach, BREACHMENDER@yahoo.com. Till next week, shalom. The Sabbath is from Friday evening to Saturday evening and Sunday, Saturday evening to Sunday evening, a double Sabbath coming up. Till next week, Yahweh bless you, shalom.